His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Coming up on Saturday, October 17th at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Representative Johanna Hayes in Congress hears from residents in Salisbury and Sharon. You can sign up at hotchkisslibrary.org. American Legion Post 178 will hold a barbecue amid the COVID pandemic of a joint venture of the American Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion Saturday, October 17th. Takeout only chicken barbecue with sides and dessert. Dinners can be picked up at the American Legion Post 155 Route 44 between 5 and 6. Advance tickets available from any Legion member or by calling or texting 518-755-0291. Tickets will be $15 each. The Egremont Volunteer Fire Department annual steak dinner is takeout only this year, Sunday, October 18th. 14-ounce strip steak, salad, potato, hot fudge sundae, garlic bread, and soda. You can pick up at the South Egremont Firehouse 4 till 8 p.m. Donation $25 per dinner. Check or exact cash. Delivery orders are available. 413-528-0971. Grills, dump trucks, chippers, and more will be available in Dutchess County's surplus auction, which we held online 8 p.m. October 19th. More information is available at the Dutchess County website. Taking a look at stories throughout our tri-state region, U.S. Representative Johanna Hayes' campaign reported Monday's Zoom bombing incident that happened during a discussion with Newtown Democrats to the U.S. Capitol Police and Newtown Police. They've also spoken to the FBI. During that virtual meeting, Hayes became the subject of racial epithets 10 minutes into the meeting. The campaign posted screenshots of her Zoom call with voters that showed a man identified as Kenneth Rubio posting, "Shut up, the N-word, go pick cotton," in all capital letters at least 10 times. Well, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced it has again awarded the 5-star designation to Noble Horizons. The perfect score makes Noble Horizons one of the highest-rated senior communities in the region and one of only a select few to be awarded 5 stars in Eastern New York, Western Massachusetts, or Western Connecticut region. They utilize 3 vital standards of care when calculating the star ratings: staffing, the quality of care, and data collected from health inspections. Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry was awarded Cooler Through Connecticut Dairy Farmers Grant. The program that provides a total of 21 coolers was driven by the Dairy Farm Families of Connecticut, who recognized and embraced their role in feeding and supporting their communities. In Columbia County, there's a continued declaration of a local state of emergency. By the power vested in me as chief executive of Columbia County, the chief executive went on to order, a local state of emergency is declared to exist within the county of Columbia, taking effect October 15th, as an uninterrupted continuation of the previously declared state of emergency, and remain in effect for a period of 30 days until November 13th at 12 p.m., unless rescinded or modified. The Columbia County Economic Development Corporation reflected on its 2019 successes during the current pandemic. Members and speakers at the CEDC's virtual annual meeting took a look at the progress they've made in the last year, talking about the impact COVID had on the local economy and local business. Columbia County had the lowest unemployment rate of any New York county in 2019, averaging 3.1% unemployment, according to the CEDC president. The building of a national network of museums and libraries for school readiness project advances state work on behalf of children, families, and communities, according to a news release from Berkshire Museum. The Berkshire Museum is part of the effort and part of an agreement with the Institute of Museum and Library Services awarded to the Boston Children's Museum to expand its existing school readiness. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 28,494.20, the NASDAQ at 11,713.87, and the S&P 500 at 3483.34. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.